But first, the House impeachment inquiry has finished its work, and we reached out to Michigan's congressional delegation to find out what they're thinking right now. Joining me now is our resident political junkie, Zoe Clark. Hi there.
Hey, Lester.
So we heard from most of Michigan's members of Congress. What's been their reaction?
Yeah, so we got quite a few statements, but interestingly enough, some members sent statements from even before these public formal hearings even began. So Representative John Molinar, a Republican, sent a statement from October. I will read it. He says, I have, quote, heard from thousands of my constituents. The majority of them oppose the Democrats' efforts to remove the president elected with strong support in this district. They want to see people in Washington working together to find common ground on the issues facing our country. So that from, again, Republican Representative John Molinar of Michigan. Last night, we did catch up with Democratic Representative Andy Levin. So we have something current from him.
I'm absolutely holding out hope that a majority, even that two-thirds of U.S. senators, because that's what it would take, will vote to remove Donald Trump from office if they believe the evidence is there. And the evidence to me is piling up like a massive Michigan snowstorm.
Okay. We also got a statement from Republican Jack Bergman. In it, he talks about being sent to Washington to work on important issues and then states, however, this impeachment farce has spread into nearly every aspect of Congress, stalling much of the actual bipartisan work that we were sent here to do. And then he added later in the statement, it's becoming increasingly apparent that these efforts are nothing short of a politically motivated scam to bring down the duly elected president of the United States. Hmm. So what does a statement like that tell you?
That Republicans are still willing to support this president, or I should say many Republicans, right? That they still have some fight left in them. Whereas many Democrats are saying after these past 2 weeks, no, this is mounting evidence, particularly after the testimony of Dr. Fiona Hill. These Republicans are sort of tripling down, right, on their support for this president.
Well, let's talk about some of the Democratic responses we got. Haley Stevens is a freshman. She's in a moderate district. It was flipped in 2018 after years of Republican representation. What'd she have to say?
Sure. She says, quote, I came to Congress to fix health care and bring jobs to Michigan, not to investigate the president. But she continues, I can't ignore the witnesses, many of whom have devoted their career to serving our country with honor and integrity. She says, at the same time, I've been working hard to deliver for the American people, including passing bipartisan legislation to strengthen our manufacturing economy, protect people with pre-existing conditions, and lower the cost of prescription drugs.
I'm kind of hearing a theme here.
Yes, right? That all of these statements that we were sent, there's this real theme of pivot. Right? That you go from whatever your party's talking points about impeachment are to basically saying, look, folks, we weren't sent here for investigations. We want to, you know, fix these kitchen table pocketbook issues. But that simply is just what is not happening right now.
So with this testimony and the evidence being sent to the House Judiciary Committee, is Congress going to get back to work? Will some of these more substantive things get done?
Well, as we've said, this is what they say they want to do. One does want to take them at their word. But I think, honestly, if you're looking at how these impeachment hearings have gone, some of the ways that Congress folks are talking to each other, it's hard for me to believe that after the past 2 weeks, you know, we get back down to the American business at hand of manufacturing and jobs and economy. I assume that this continued investigation is going to continue to take a lot of oxygen out of Washington, D.C.
Going to be tough to be bipartisan after this as well, I would think.
I think we've seen that.
Zoe Clark of Michigan Radio, thanks for coming in.
Hey, Lester, thanks so much.